bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for a devotion from the third chapter of 2 Timothy. All Scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be competent, equipped for every good work. Yesterday, in the course of my readings, I came across some really good news. The good news comes from a large university which has discovered that the smarter a person is, the worse is his handwriting. When I shared that piece of information with some of my staff, somebody, whose name won't be mentioned here, commented that I must be a genius. I believe the remark wasn't as much directed to my mental ability as it was a commentary on my handwriting. Indeed, my penmanship is only readable by people who have made a lifelong study of it, and even the best of them sometimes have to make a guess at what I've scribbled. The truth is, in spite of having had a teacher who tried to impress upon his students the idea of cultivating a beautiful and readable handwriting, I probably just don't care that much. That's sad. It's always sad when God's people don't make use of the gifts God has given them. It's sad because the Savior is often judged by the quality of our workmanship. I wonder, what does it say about the Savior when his people do an inconsistent job on an assembly line? What does it tell the curious when they see Christian students doing their work in a slipshod manner? What does it say when we respond to God's love in a shoddy way? Truly, I give thanks the Lord doesn't ever work that way. I rejoice that we don't have a cut-rate, bargain-basement God who is always looking to get off as cheaply as possible. I am encouraged that we don't have a God who gets economical when it comes to our salvation. God always gives his best. When he created the universe and all it contains, everything was very good. When he wished to redeem doomed and damned sinners, he sent us the best, his own Son. When he wishes to tell us the gracious story of salvation, he puts it in a book which clearly says we are saved by grace through faith in Christ. And God couldn't do any better than that. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for being a God who always gives the best to his people. Now, may I be saved by Jesus, directed by your word, do my best as a witness to your grace. I pray it in the name of my crucified and risen Lord Jesus. Amen.